Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Adam Hampton started Hampton Design Studio and Shop in Irvington. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Adam, welcome to the All Indiana Podcast Network studio. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Mel. I'm happy to be here.
I love the shirt.
Thank you. I've got a Pride or Die shirt on right now.
Is that a skeleton?
It is. Skeleton with rainbows, because it's Pride Month, of course.
Spitting out a rainbow.
There you go. That's a great description of the t-shirt.
The little voice you hear in the background is my intern today. This is Baby B, our original. Thank you for joining the conversation. Are you going to stay with us, or are you just going to play on YouTube?
I think he'll stay with us.
I think he's going to stay with us. I think he's going to come and go. Adam, you don't mind, do you?
Not at all. Not at all.
So it's a Bring Your Kid to Work Day, in case you're wondering what's going on. Adam, for those that are not familiar with your Irvington store, tell us what it's all about.
So Hampton Design Studio and Shop is a 2,000 square foot retail location in historic Irvington. We're located in the Masonic Lodge 666. We host over 45 local artists and creatives. We sell crystals. We sell home decor, funky gifts. We are proud to host monthly drag shows, as well as First Friday events, crystal classes, and community events all throughout the year.
Is your background in retail? I mean, what made you want to open up your own shop?
So when I grew up, I would spend my summers in my grandpa's grocery store in Monticello, Kentucky, and I would literally, the day after school let out, would be ready to get to Kentucky. So we'd drop me off, and I would spend my summers helping my grandpa go buy groceries and make coffee in the morning, price product. And my grandpa had this small area that he would like buy and sell and trade items. In particular, he had tons of beautiful like red glass, and I think now it was Avon glass. So I think that's where like my love of community and having something of your own and having people visit you and to just be needed by the community. I saw that at a young age and I loved it so much. And not only that, but Kentucky was beautiful and, you know, I was near nature and the water and with family. So my love of community stemmed from that. I think I've always worked retail or in restaurants. I worked for Hard Rock Cafe for years, and everything that they talked about and wanted to do was to give back, you know. So that taught me a lot in retail, and I worked for companies that really valued their guests. Von Maur was another company that we would have like a notepad full of information on guests, their birthdays, their anniversaries, their names. Like, this was before Facebook and Instagram, and we really got to know guests. So I think everything led up to me eventually saying, I need a space of my own.
So what brought the collection together? I've had the privilege of being in your store.
Yes, thank you.
And it is like a candy shop for me, right? There's so much to look at. There's all different kinds of things. I mean, I feel like it's just kind of like popping into your head. Like, oh, this is stuff I love. You'll love it too.
I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's like, okay, do I use this bath bomb? Do I love this candle? Crystals I've collected since I was a kid. Local art I have on my walls. So it literally is Hampton. I know you're in retail, you're supposed to sell to everybody, but my space is really created for the people who want something that is unique, that feels like it may be one of a kind. It's also a space where we come together as a family and friends, and we really are more than just a retail location. I think that's why I've been successful in Irvington and love it there so much, is because of that.
Well, why Irvington? Why'd you pick out Irvington to begin with?
So we moved to Irvington. I asked my aunt, who was a realtor, years ago. I said, I need a front porch and people who are going to just be cool neighbors. Like, I wanted neighbors. And she said, have you been to Irvington? I was like, no. She's like, you have, because you used to drive through it when you worked for Hard Rock. And I'd work downtown and come down Washington Street. So I'd always come through this neighborhood. So when she brought us there, I was like, oh, I kind of do know this area. And we fell in love with it and bought a house there. And ultimately, I volunteered for the home tour. Mm-hmm. I volunteered in any way I could around the community. Had my house on the home tour. And ultimately, 3 or 4 or 5 years into living in Irvington, I was like, you know what? I think it's time to really have my own business, to really create something. And I knew that I wanted to invest in Irvington.
For those of you listening that are not familiar with Irvington, Irvington is just about 5 miles east of downtown Indianapolis. It used to be its own town, and it was annexed as Indianapolis grew. So it is off the grid. It is windy roads. It has more brick roads still intact than any other area in Marion County. And I know all of this because I'm also from Irvington.
Yay.
So I grew up one block south of Ellenberger Park. My mom's businesses were across the street from where Adams is now.
And that's true.
And it's great to see so much life still in Irvington and in that business district. And what does it mean to you when, you know, a customer comes in, you know them by name, you say hi, you have the Halloween festival? I mean, why is community so important to you?
Community is extremely important to me because outside of going to Kentucky in the summertime, I guess being a gay child in where I grew up in New Palestine, there wasn't really any place that I felt like was home or like I could go to and or just walk in and just be myself. Like, I always felt like I had to, act different or act more straight or more tough. So it really comes from not having something as a child. And I want to make sure that every kid that walks into my shop, every teenager knows that they are just fine how they are. And if they want to be something different in a year, they can be something different. They can be whatever the hell they want to be. And they will always feel at home. They always will have a home at Hamptons.
Well, it is one of the most welcoming environments I think I've been to in a long time. When I was there, there were so many different types of people. It was like it's like walking into Georgetown Market on the west side. It's like one of the most diverse markets, I think, in the city, right? And that's how I felt at your shop. It truly welcomed everyone.
Wow.
What you've created is just such a welcoming environment. I mean, it was so diverse. Everybody looked different. You know, their skin was different color. Their mannerisms were different. You know, it was children. It was adults. It was just such an eclectic mix. And I haven't been silent about the world needing more about that. And I'm really, really happy that you are creating that environment too. And is that part of what motivates you to be a business owner and do things your own way?
For sure. And thank you for those compliments. I receive emails from parents. I'm about to cry because this, especially being Pride Month, I don't know why it's taken me 36 years. I've always been proud, but this year hits different for some reason. And I don't know if it's because we survived COVID. Irvington neighbors, Indianapolis, people from all over Indy supported our business. It just feels different this year, and I want to speak out more about being yourself, being creative, and knowing that you can be whatever you want to be, and you can be a successful business owner as a gay man, as a lesbian, as non-binary, as trans, as whoever you are, you can do it. And if you can do it in Indiana, out of all places, then damn it, you can do it. Trust me. It's just about standing up and saying, this is who you are, and what you create is of value. And once you realize that you're of value, then everything changes. And I really feel like this is the year, turning 36, that a lot changed for me, where I've heard a lot of my gay older friends say that the older they get, the more they just want to be there for these younger people to fight, to, you know, we have so much going on with women's rights, which terrifies me, having young nieces and just so many women friends. And what it could lead to. You know, gay rights are, I think, could also be affected, and there's so many things. So I think now's the time to stand up, especially as someone who is openly out that has been in a relationship for 15 years, to show people, like, we're just like you, you know? We are just like you.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Adam has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks. Send a gift to yourself or send it to a friend and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you.
We've been chatting with Adam Hampton of Hampton Design Studio and Shop, who started his business in Irvington 8 years ago now.
Yeah, 8 years. Yep.
What was it like to take that plunge and be like, I'm going to be a business owner?
Well, so when I started, I've had my current location for 4 years, and it's 2,000 square feet. When I first started in Irvington, I had a small, like as small as the studio.
So this is just a few hundred square feet.
Right, right, if that. So I started out small, which is what I recommend. Everyone thinks, go big, go big. Well, go big is great. I love go big, trust me. I love glitz, glamour, go big is great. But when you're investing and when you're thinking about your money, your future, I think sometimes we don't have to think big. So I started small, but previously I had done volunteer work in Irvington and done the home tours and a bunch of stuff. So volunteered, started small. I had the opportunity to move to the location that I'm at, and I took it. I pretty much had to move to something bigger and better. So that's where we're at now. Yeah, so just start small and go.
What's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
I think for me, I love telling people yes. I think that's just, my mom's a caretaker. She's so kind. My grandma's so kind. There's just something about telling people yes that's nice. So sometimes, especially like the first few years, pretty much anyone that would come ask for sponsorship or money, I'd give it to them. And I noticed that I was like giving money to like older men who were like playing baseball and, you know, like they needed uniforms, and it's like, oh, that's not really like where I want my money to go behind. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with older men playing baseball, even though they aren't very good at it. I don't think they need $1,000 for jerseys, but I realized that where I really want to put my sponsorships and showcase my artists and my talent and drag performers, and that's the gay community. And Hampton Designs is a place for all, but ultimately it is owned by the queer kids. Mm-hmm. So I will always be there for them. I sponsor drag shows that aren't even in Indianapolis, that are in, you know, an hour and a half away. I sponsor local talent, theater groups. So I find the kids that and the adults that really are in our tribe and that are our family, you know. So start with that first, really.
What's something you would do differently knowing what you know now? Anything?
Oh, what would I do differently? I'm so happy. I am so happy. I feel so blessed every day. I can't believe that I get to do what I get to do, that it's something I've created and that people actually enjoy. So at this point, I don't know. I mean, no regrets. This is like one of the funniest statements to me for some reason. But seeing where I'm at now and how happy I am and hearing the things that I hear from my guest, I'm happy with what we've done.
What's been the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
The most rewarding part, I love that I get to travel and go like actually hand pick crystals and hand pick these really cool pieces. So that for me, traveling and seeing all these new places and seeing other small businesses in other places, that is very rewarding. But ultimately it is every day that I just feel like Irvington and the community, the neighborhood, Indianapolis lifts me up and makes me feel so incredibly just big. They make me feel so good, and I just want to continue to give as much as I can and be as successful as I can so that we always have a place.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Ultimately, I want you to know that that fear is your worst enemy, and if you can't invest in yourself and invest in your ideas, what's the point? You are your best advocate. You are your best support. Believe in yourself and others will believe in you, but you have to just start. You have to do it. And you know what? And be respectful of people. Be respectful and give more. Do more. Don't just be average. Exceed and keep succeeding. There's nothing wrong with hard work and success.
I love it. I love it. And I think there's a misconception there, too, that people who are successful normally work really hard to get there. I think that, what do you think? The internet seems to give us, like, this false perception of how easy people's lives are. And it's like, no, that person probably worked really, really hard to get there.
Yeah, I think ultimately, we know online's so weird in general and what we put on our socials, but you have to work hard. You have to always be on. You know, I get messages at 10:30 at night on my Facebook, you know, and if I don't respond to that, I don't get that cute little green check mark and that, you know. So yeah. Responding to people, you know, at 10:30 or even 1 a.m., it may seem odd, but if they're contacting you, reaching out, just respond, you know. Make sure you respond to everybody. Check every email. Respond to every email, even if it's a no. You know, just show respect to people and show that you care. You know, they're working too. They're working maybe even harder, just as hard. So give them that respect, even if you have no intention of maybe sponsoring or, you know, working with that person in the future.
Adam, why does supporting local and being known as Indiana-owned matter to you?
Well, I'm so excited to be an Indiana-owned member now. Thank you so much, Mel. A handful of small business owners that I know have encouraged me to be Indiana-owned. So hearing references, you know, directly from their mouth was an easy decision. But Indiana is my home. It is where I have invested. It is where ultimately I have decided to continue to invest, especially in Irvington and in the city. It's when you find home and you find the people that love you and care for you, you do everything you can to make that place better and to continue to be the best person you can be. So ultimately just keep being, you know, the best person you can be. You know, we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to think we could have done something better. Just keep going, pedal to the metal. There's always time to breathe. Take time to relax and enjoy your family for sure. Especially if you have kids, you know, take those vacations. Find a good team too, you know, find one or two, three people that are really your ambassadors that believe just as much as you do. And thank God I've had those people, Brentley and Amber and Simon and my husband, even my grandma today or yesterday, she says to me, during your Pride event, can I pass out the mini flags? And I just think about, like, I can't believe that we're about to have our first ever Pride event and my grandma, who lives with me, and I know she cares for me and my husband and she supports us, but to say, hey, I want to be the one that greets people and pass out these flags, that was everything to me. And that's the type of person you need to be to your queer kids, to your queer family members. You need to love and support them, because when you do, they are going to excel. And when they excel, you're going to excel. So just support and love each other. It's a very simple concept.
You're going to make me cry, because we have so many stigmas we fight being in Indiana, and I want to show off what's great about Indiana.
Indiana's beautiful.
I love it here. It's my home state. I've named two companies after it, right? And my husband and I have no intention of moving, and it's people like you that make what we do completely worth it, and I so appreciate you. And Adam, besides IndianaOwned.com, where do we find out more about you, and how do we support your businesses?
Yeah, so you can go to, you can shop the studio at 5515 East Washington Street in historic Irvington. Like I said, we're in the Masonic Lodge. Facebook and Instagram at Hampton Design Studio. And yeah, hopefully on your local television stations too.
Yeah. Adam Hampton, Hampton Design Studio and Shop, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters, and thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana. Bennett, you want to say something?
Mama, I can't wait to go to Adam's store.
Well, we'll go there soon, buddy.
Thank you, Mel. Thanks for all you do for Indiana businesses. We appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOwned.com. And if you're an Indiana business owner, join our community at IndianaOwned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.